And let's return now to a story we're closely following in this country, the unrest in Ferguson, Missouri. In the days since a white police officer shot and killed an unarmed black teenager named Michael Brown, people have been on the streets in that community expressing outrage.
Justice!
We are Michael Brown! We are Mike Brown!
The law enforcement response to those protests has stoked nearly as much anger as the shooting did. Civil liberties groups have been challenging those police actions in court with modest success, and NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the lawsuits are just beginning.
Anthony Rothard has been logging about 3 hours of sleep a night. Lately, the legal director for the ACLU in Missouri is either in court or monitoring late-night protests. But Rothard says that's been difficult because the police have tried to prohibit recording and keep the media penned into areas outside of the action.
Where there's a lack of trust between the community and the police, not having a record or any objective person viewing the interactions when things go badly just increases the distrust.
Rothard has filed lawsuits to force the release of public records about the death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. And the ACLU helped reach an agreement with local police to allow reporters to record the protests. But every time Rothard makes headway on one issue, he says, another crops up.
But I think even more fundamental problem right now in Ferguson is that no one knows what the rules are. And that includes people who want to protest peacefully and obey the law, and the police officers on the ground who are supposed to be enforcing the law.
Here's an example. Earlier this week, the ACLU and law enforcement agreed to create a free speech zone a few blocks down from the Quick Trip store in Ferguson. After court, the civil liberties group went to an area fenced in by a chain link fence, closed off with a padlock.
The ACLU person who went there asked the police officer if this was the free speech zone, and the police officer had no idea what he was talking about.
Law enforcement officials have defended many of their actions as a way to keep people safe in a chaotic and sometimes dangerous situation.
Protesters don't clash with police. They don't throw Molotov cocktails.
Captain Ron Johnson of the Highway Patrol.
These criminal acts came from a tiny minority of lawbreakers. But anyone who has been at these protests understands that there is a dangerous dynamic in the night.
A dynamic that needs to be balanced against core First Amendment principles. The right to assemble, the right to speak, freedom of the press. Floyd Abrams has practiced First Amendment law for decades.
Remember, the streets are public places. Presumptively, anybody has a right to be any place on a street that he or she may choose to be.
Abrams says police have authority to limit access to places where crimes are underway and to protect public safety. But when it comes to infringing the First Amendment, he says,
the basic rule is it has to be as narrow as is possible to meet the ongoing and contemporaneous threat.
Abrams fought the former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, when Giuliani tried to rope off reporters from newsworthy events. Ultimately, they brokered a deal.
A core problem of the events in Ferguson from the point of view of press coverage is that there appears to have been an effort to prevent press coverage. And that's just constitutionally and from a policy point of view unacceptable.
So unacceptable that the ACLU is considering more legal action in the days ahead. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.